Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada.
Your 2019 Bill Russell Finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard.
Dale Arnold.
The Blues beat the Boston Bruins. People in Boston were like, we might not win another championship for 3 to 4 months.
Rich Keefe.
Pulled into Smith in the ninth. Like, Embry was available.
And that's hardening it closer.
Dale and Keefe.
I've never had a sip of coffee.
Troll guy's back. Now he's trolling coffee people.
I never had a sip of coffee in my life. Never had one.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Real quickly, just because I was curious.
Yeah, like a cat?
That's me.
That's kind of my department, Dale.
So we retweeted on the Dale and Keith account about this day in Nolan Ryan's career.
Yeah.
45 years ago today, he pitched 13 innings. He struck out 19 guys. He threw 245 pitches. So I thought, it probably screwed him up for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. He must have probably needed Tommy John after
so
that.
So I went back and looked. 4 days later, he did only pitch 6 innings.
Oh.
And then his next 4 games, he pitched 9 innings, oh. 9 innings, oh, oh. 9 innings, and 8 innings.
What happened there?
He didn't have to do the ninth
inning. Oh,
it's
still a complete
inning.
Game. Yeah, right.
Yes. So it was just weird. It was a different time.
The guy's outrageous. Guy's outrageous.
So you spotted some information.
Yeah.
A little interview that gets us to thinking about what the possible direction for the Celtics might be this offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. So Wick Rosbeck, Celtics owner, did an interview with Mark Murphy of the Boston Herald. So you can check out the entire article there. But some interesting things that jump out. First, some of the quotes from Wick Rosbeck. He says, this is the most uncertain offseason since 2007.
I would agree with that.
Which I agree with, too. And they've had some really uncertain off seasons. I mean, remember a couple years ago, they were trying to talk themselves into Kevin Durant. And there was all so they've had a bunch of different ones. But this one, for sure, and a lot of it seems out of their hands. He says, we have so many options this summer that I really don't know what will happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks. That's the fun of it and the stress of it. But here's the part that I think kind of leads you to exactly...
Sets off the alarm bells.
What they might be doing. He says, quote, I don't have any interest in being mediocre for the next 10 or 15 years. I'd rather go for it. Hit the driver off the fairway. I occasionally do that. Absolutely, that Kyrie trade felt like the right thing to do and was the right thing to do. I completely share Danny's outlook and support it of looking at options that are aggressive and could lead to a championship. That's the mindset.
Sounds like they're going to go all in to try to get Anthony Davis, doesn't it?
100% it does. That's how I read it.
They may fail. We heard that report the last couple of days that the Celtics and Lakers were reportedly in talks about Anthony Davis, and there was some thoughts that it would require a three-team deal to get this thing done. And
right, because maybe the Pelicans don't necessarily like all of either the players or the picks from one team, but they try to make something work. You know, Houston, we mentioned how Houston's put all their players up for sale, so maybe
except
they could
Harden,
be a,
supposedly.
Yeah, so maybe they could be a third team involved or whatever. Like, they'll figure something out. And at least the Lakers and the Celtics, pitting those two against each other is obviously a good thing for your franchise, because I know the latest report was the Lakers are willing to offer the number 4 pick, Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. And you're like, well, no kidding, you are.
Yeah.
And like, what are you holding out, Kyle Kuzma? Like, you're going to throw him in there too. And then if you're the Celtics, it might just take the go-ahead of Jason Tatum, and then with whatever else that makes it work, you know, maybe a pick from this year, maybe the Memphis pick, whatever you have to do to get it done. And my fear is, and I wonder if Wick Rosbeck falls into this at all, you just saw Kawhi Leonard win the title with the Raptors 1 year. Are you foolish enough to think Anthony Davis is the same thing?
It's not going to happen again.
But also, Anthony Davis has won one playoff series. He wasn't the finals MVP. Like, when they acquired Kawhi Leonard, the only question was, does he want to play there for a year?
Right.
Because he bagged out of San Antonio last year. So if he wants to play, he's without question one of the 5 best players, and then his game even elevates come playoff time. And Anthony Davis, as great as he is, as impressive as the numbers are that he puts up, if he's the best player on your team, are you beating Milwaukee next year? Are you I don't even know if you're getting out of the East, let alone winning the whole thing.
I mean, truthfully, as we said earlier, if Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt, this thing with Kawhi Leonard fails.
Right. The Warriors would win if Durant played. And honestly, if Klay Thompson doesn't go down late in the third quarter, I think they're at least playing a game seven.
Yeah.
They're at least doing that. Now, I guess you could take from the other, you could say, well, listen, they made this move and they did better than they did. The Raptors had never been to the NBA Finals before, and Kawhi Leonard was the difference for them getting there. Now, they ultimately win it, but I just have a hard time comparing those two as a player. And also, the other part of it is, if Kyrie Irving is gone, and I think we both think that he certainly is, well, then there's even less reason to bring Anthony Davis in. So now you're just swapping out star players. Your roster is going to be worse next year. So now it's Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown are all gone, and Anthony Davis is in. How on earth is that a better team? I guess on the off chance that you don't have to give up as much as I think you would have to for Davis, maybe that's one reason why you can sort of talk yourself into it. But also, doesn't this just reek of, what if Davis kind of rolls his ankle in like February? You think he's going to be dying to come back? You think he's going to work his ass off to come back? Does he strike you as that kind of player? I think he'll just mail it in. Rich Paul's already done interviews. Now, I know the interview that was making the rounds yesterday, that was, I believe, an older interview.
Right.
But it's coming out on Sports Illustrated. They're going to free agency. He's going to end up in L.A. I hope it's not this year, but it might end up being next year. So I don't do it, but reading those Wick Grossbeck comments, they are all in. They are going to try to make that happen and get another elite player, even if it's just for 1 year, which
and
I don't like.
And I think it'll be a gigantic mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't Anthony Davis's agent already made it very clear he's not staying here?
Yeah, I would say so.
So you got 1 year. You got 1 year to try to duplicate what Kawhi Leonard just did in Toronto.
Right.
And if you pulled that off, you'd say, okay, it's worth it. You know what? We got it. It was worth it. I'm sure the people in Toronto will say this was all worth it. We got a title. We've never had one. But the chances of that happening a second straight year?
Oh, it's rare.
With Anthony Davis and Flotsam and Jetsam?
And I'm not even sure he's that player that can even do it for you. I really don't. And maybe we're learning that it's a very even smaller list. You know, it's LeBron. It's Kawhi Leonard. It's hard to even say Curry, Durant. I think they could do it on their own, but we've never seen them do it on their own, right? I think it's a really small list of guys who could be the very best player, and that's why I think just the Anthony Davis. And then you're setting yourself up for. So it sounds like Wick Grossbeck doesn't want to be mediocre for 10 to 15 years. Nobody would want to be mediocre for that long. But if you go all in for 1 year, forget about mediocre. You're probably trash for a few years, because if you give up all those guys, what's your roster look like in 2 years? Yabusele, the Time Lord. Maybe you brought back.
Time Lord.
I mean, that's what you got. Whoever you drafted this year, one more year of Gordon Hayward, like the last year of Gordon Hayward's deal. I would not want to do it that way. But at least if you believe him, and now's the time where I'm sure GMs and owners are saying all kinds of stuff. But if you believe him, and maybe he's just trying to make the price crazy high for the Lakers. I don't know, but. It sounds like they are all in on Anthony Davis.
You think about the two off seasons of the two teams, you know, the Bruins just lost in game seven of the Stanley Cup final. Their off season is going to be trying to get names on contracts for restricted free agents and, for the most part, bring most of this team back. Yeah. Most of the team is back already.
McAvoy, the core of the team, is back. Top of the list.
You've got to get McAvoy and Carlo re-signed. You've got to make a big decision on Torrey Krug.
Yeah,
he's got a year left on his deal at a little over $5 million. He then becomes an unrestricted free agent after next year. If I'm Don Sweeney, I probably make a run at getting Krug extended.
Yeah.
If I think that there's too big a gap between us and what the Krug camp is looking for, I trade Torrey Krug this offseason.
Would you rather have Torrey Krug locked up or a bona fide second line right wing?
See, that's the thing. Krug would bring you, especially with a year under his contract, would bring you a significant return. It's not that I want to trade Torrey Krug.
No, I don't either, but you got to give up something to get it.
You've got to look at it and say, can I get him signed to a deal? If I can, I want to keep him. Come on back in. We'd love to have you. If I can't, I can't let him go through next year. Mm-hmm. I'm not trading him at the trade deadline when I'm in the middle of a playoff run.
No.
I trade him this offseason or I sign him this offseason. One or the two.
Yeah, I think so. And I think so. Their team, there's a chance it looks very similar to what it did this year. You know, I mean, Johansson, I think, is going to get paid somewhere else. They're not going to be able to afford him. I would love to have him back, but I don't think they're going to be able to afford him. I think Achari is another guy who's a free agent, but I don't think he's going to cost you much. And if he wants to be here, great. You know, I'd be happy to bring him back. The question is, you know, how much flexibility can you get with – can you buy out David Backes, save yourself some money that way? Or you're not paying him $6 million,
are you? As I read it, the savings to buy out David Backes is only about $1.33
million. But that's still a player.
No, I know, but it doesn't – it doesn't save you as much as you might think because he's got a couple of years left under contract.
And let's face it, it shouldn't. You know, if a team signs a bad contract, those teams should be stuck with
their
fault. Like Milan Lucic or whatever. Like those are that's what you got, so you can't just write it away. But that's a problem. I mean, they are in a good spot where Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, not the Stanley Cup final withstanding, but for what they are and what they're paid compared to other top-line guys, they are saving some money there. But I'm interested to see if they can get another winger. Because if they bring back the same defense pairings, I'd be happy with that. You know, Kevin Miller's going to return.
Stephen Kampfer won't be here.
No, but like
he was your seventh defenseman. Yeah. You know, Connor Clifton will probably have a gig here. Mm-hmm. Juho Vakanainen will probably have a legitimate shot to make this team.
Like
Jeremy Lauzon.
Moore's back. I mean, they have Chara, Grizzlick, Carlo McAvoy. I mean, it's pretty much the same group back.
I don't know about Kevin Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, he was hurt a lot of the year. He's still banged up.
Yeah, true. I mean, but still, I think it's going to be, you know, if you're, what are you, dressing 20 guys? It's probably going to be 17 of the guys that were here, 16. It's going to be a pretty high number regardless.
Charlie Coyle's under contract for next year.
Right.
Johansson isn't. Now, the deal today that was signed by the Islanders. They got a guy signed today, and it was a like a 5 or 6 year deal, AAV of about $5.5 million. If you could talk Johansson into that,
yeah,
you'd probably be happy to do it.
I wonder if they have all that money though.
I don't know,
because Carlo McAvoy, you know, that's a lot, and then Johansson, and then if you're still paying Backes, you still got Krejci under contract. You're trying to get a new deal for Krug. I feel like you're running out of money.
617-779-7937. Phil's up in Maine. Hey, Phil.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Not too much. Hey, you know, I just caught the last caller, and at the beginning of his call, I thought maybe he was mistaken. He was calling the Jim Rome show, and then by the end of it, I thought he was some angry kid that just got out of school and didn't get his, you know, popsicle before his last day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just confuses me because I guess Tuukka's supposed to score goals, too. And not only just deny them, but he's supposed to score them too. Because if you look at it overall, the Bruins were good this year, and especially in the playoffs, but they wouldn't have made it nearly as far as they did if they didn't have Tuukka and Knapp.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think Tuukka Rask was so important to them, and I thought he was great. And it, but there's a group of the fan base. That,
and you know what?
If it's not
they
a
had
shutout.
To be quiet for a couple of months, and it was killing them.
Yeah.
They couldn't really say anything without looking stupid.
Right.
So, you know, when he gave up 2 goals on 4 shots in the first period on Wednesday night, even though I didn't really blame him for either of them.
No, but it's going to break the
but
dam.
But it was like, I told you. Yeah. You're never going to win with that guy in
right.
net.
And then everybody goes crazy. And that's the problem. That's what we said, too. We said no matter what, even if it was 1-0, even if they lost Game 7 1-0, we would still hear, you can't win with Tuukka. Because then how do you argue that? Like, yeah, you can. He's like, well, they haven't. You're like, okay,
right,
you're
right.
You're right, they haven't. So I guess, but so you can win a cup with Jordan Binnington, but you can't win one with Tuukka Rask?
Yeah, and
like, isn't it more about
the
team in front
of you?
Do you
actually believe that? If you're the Tuukka detractor out there, are you saying you'd rather have Jordan Binnington in net for you than Tuukka Rask?
I actually think, I mean,
if your answer is, well, he won, didn't he? Then you're an idiot.
Yeah, and don't you think it has much more to do with the entire team? Like, I think, you know, everybody always talks about, like, one of the obvious easy cliches is, oh, you get that hot goaltender, the goaltender steals it, and you go on a run, and you win the whole thing. But look at, just take the last 10 years. That's not all Vezina winners that have won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Like, there are some very average goalies that either got hot, played well, or just happen to have a great team in front of them. And if you have guys like Crosby and Malkin scoring goals for you, or Kane and Taves and Duncan Keith and all those guys in front of you, guess what? You can still win. Like, as long as you're not an atrocious goalie or like a true backup. Although, again, Jordan Binnington kind of points out that, you know what? Most goalies, if in the right situation, can win the cup. Now, I guess you then get into the issue of, well, if you're investing $7 million in your guy, is that the best? Like, I can understand that conversation more. Like, is Tuukka worth $7 million versus can you win it or without, or can you not win it with him? Of course you can win it with him, but should you spend your money elsewhere?
If your first line had shown up, you would have won it with him. 100%.
I absolutely blame those guys more than I would blame Tuukka Rask.
And that's the thing that's hard, I think, for people who are defending Rask, like me. It seems so simple to me. I look at the lack of production from the first line, mm-hmm. and I say, that's how you lost the Stanley Cup Final in seven games. Those three guys didn't come through for you. And yet, for some people, it's as simple as, well, he gave up two goals and four shots.
Yeah.
He's the reason you lost.
Right. And you're like, well, the first one was tipped, and the second one, Marchand got tired and needed to take a break. And I would have loved for him to make that save, too, on Pietrangelo, but he didn't. I still put more of the blame on that specific goal on Marchand. And then once
so
it was 2-0.
Marchand, by the way.
Yeah, he should. But then once it's 2-0, then you're feeling pretty terrible about it. And then, like, to the last caller's point, what, do you want him to score goals for you, too? Like, basically, if it's not a shutout for Tuukka, people are going to complain about him. Like, yeah, he let one in. I mean, the other goalie didn't, so what is his problem?
I hesitate.
What's the matter?
Well,
what do you mean you hesitate?
Sometimes.
There should be no hesitation.
Sometimes I go against my better judgment.
Do you? How often?
And Jason, this is all on you. I'm just going to tell you right now, Jason.
Rossi, huh?
If this fails.
Rossi's had a week here.
We have only begun to give you crap, okay?
This is my best week here, so let's see how it goes.
Eric, you say it's your last
Eric's
week?
Well, let's see. It might be. Eric's calling from work. Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Time.
Anytime.
Thank you. So, first of all, Rich, you look much better in person than you do on TV. I think I saw you like a week ago.
Thank you.
On TV.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I know. Camera adds a couple hundred pounds, Eric. What are you going to do?
It certainly does. That's for sure.
If you're going to compliment him on how good he looks, take all the time you need.
Well, in person. Oh. It's kind of a backhanded compliment. It's like, you look like trash on TV.
I was pleasantly surprised about how nice you looked when I saw you. You weren't even dressed up. And
I never am.
Yeah, when you're on
really
TV,
did
you
see
are.
Rich.
No, on TV I am. Yeah, you got to get all dolled up for TV.
So my question is, you guys ready?
Born ready.
I obviously will ask Jason's question because they don't want me to ask my own question.
Oh,
so my question is...
how's the sausage made?
Dale, what is your favorite Father's Day moments? And Rich, what Father's Day moments are you guys looking forward to?
Rossi, did you ask him to ask that?
To be honest, no, I did not.
He butchered that question.
Hey, guys, Derek from work here. Dale, being a father, what is like some of the best memories you've had on Father's Day? And Keith, becoming a father, what are you looking forward to?
Not even on Father's Day was not even the suggestion, and he practiced it for me and everything.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's Lucy's fault, not Jason's fault.
I think
today.
You guys need to, it's like a... You're trying to mold a piece of clay. Just don't do that. Just let him do his thing. Let him ask his question.
No, I got to be honest. His thing's not that good.
what about their question?
Let's be a dad.
At least their question, we didn't have to bleep.
You're a dad.
Usually his thing, we end up having to take off the air.
He's got some passion behind it. This one is, I guess I'll ask Jason's question. What is it like to be a father? I don't know yet. Dale?
I think he should have just... cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Gotten to where he wanted to get to, which is, are you free tonight?
Yeah.
What are you doing after this? No, for you.
Oh,
I mean,
me?
Yeah. Are you free tonight?
I am,
he was, that's what he was kind of going towards.
I'm booked solid.
His other question was that
do it in his voice, please. Lucy, do it in his voice.
So, you guys want to go to the Massachusetts Pirates game with me? Michael Vick is going to be there. And,
that's a much better question. I like that question so much better than, tell us about all your favorite Father's Day memories and moments.
Well, let's circle back. Is Michael Vick going to be at the Massachusetts Pirates game?
Yeah, now you got a real scoop
on
your
hands. He is working to get him there.
Oh, will you guys help me out getting Michael Vick a one-day contract with the team? And, you know, I just wanted to say that I like the show. And then F-word or something.
Yeah, he only said the F-word because he was quoting something. And that's a common misconception. Just because you're quoting something doesn't mean you can necessarily say it on the radio. I couldn't just go into like a whole tear from some movie. as much as I would like to. And that's what he was doing. But anyway, do you want to answer his question?
No.
Okay.
All right. Do you?
Well, no. I don't know anything about
it. Well, he wanted to know what Jason's days off were so that he could take him to the game.
Rich, I have spit up my coffee.
Rich not only spilled an iced coffee all over the fridge, he's now spit up a coffee on the...
To be fair, it was the freezer, and that means it's going to be impossible to clean up. There's now frozen coffee caking the bottom layer of the freezer. We have a stupid freezer, though.
I thought Dylon went after this whole task to try
to save
Dylon
did a great job. Dylon's the best intern we've ever had, and he was trying to help me out. Now, I don't have the interns touch my coffee ever. I'm not a taskmaster that way. But Dylon... because I was running late because the break was coming back.
When we made Jason read the liner for you.
So then he carefully, we have one of those freezers that you pull out the bottom. Yeah. Like it pulls out like a thing. So he carefully put my coffee in there because I only drink iced coffee.
FW Ed Company.
Yeah. There he is.
That's why we were trying to get Rich back here.
So then like half hour goes by. I go to check on my coffee. Just completely spilled.
Oh,
the whole
no.
bottom layer is now an actual iced coffee. And so then that was too bad. That was a sad time. But we've bounced back nicely.
So did Dylon figure out how to get the entire lower level of the freezer un-iced?
I told him that's not his problem and just to walk away.
We have Nudnik just sitting on the ice to melt it right now.
That's what you're going to need. You're going to need to unplug that bad boy.
So
what's the harm of having spilled coffee in there? There's no harm. It still makes ice. That's not the issue. Some of it might taste like coffee.
Some.
Hopefully you're having an iced coffee. It'll be fine. It's fine. What do we even need? I also noticed there's a couple of beers in there.
What?
Not in the freezer, but the fridge. Whose are those? Are those loose
Glenn's.
Beers?
Those are
loose beers. Yeah, Glenn.
No, Lucy got that for you guys for Father's Day, so you can take those.
Thank you, Lucy. That is really kind.
Thank you, Lucy. I might start now, actually. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, but we...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a trend. Seven 779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 379-37. I have a fashion question to ask.
Well, you're asking the right guy.
This came up the other day.
Scarves? I'm not on scarves.
No.
Okay.
This came up the other day because, and we didn't bring it on the air because I was curious about this.
Like a cat.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
Where do you carry your wallet?
Front left.
Always front left.
Front left pocket. Yeah.
I always carry my wallet in my back left pocket.
Ooh.
Okay.
Even when you sit? So you sit on it?
Yes.
Oh, that's
my entire adult life.
Oh, that's not good.
So for the playoffs, for the final, I've got this really sweet new suit from Milton's.
Nice.
I'm going to rock. I think it was game four. I was rocking this new suit from Milton's.
Hopefully you burn that suit after game four.
No. The suit is sweet.
Right.
I forget which number.
Okay.
So anyway, and there is no back left pocket on my suit.
Oh, wait.
Which was unusual
to really highlight the butt
cheek. I didn't know. So
I think
I went to put my wallet in my pocket, I can't. It's
fell
not there.
Fell to the ground.
So I put it in my back right pocket.
So it had one back pocket.
And I, yes.
Got it.
And I went, wow, that feels really weird.
You don't like that.
So now I'm thinking, like, I've got these back issues.
Oh, boy.
I think I've caused them myself.
I think you have.
By carrying my wallet in my back left pocket.
Yeah, it weighs you down a little bit.
Well,
the whole time.
Throws you off.
I just think it's so uncomfortable. So when you're driving in your car.
I'm sitting on my wallet.
You're sitting on your wallet.
On one side.
I don't like that at all. And the other thing,
too,
is.
Or I need to get a second wallet.
If you're ever in a crowded space.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think somebody has got a better chance of pickpocketing you if it's in your back left than if it was in your front left? I think 100% it would.
I mean, I'm
guessing. If you're a pickpocketer, give us a call. Let us know. Do you prefer somebody to have it in their front pocket or their back pocket? Like, if you're getting onto, like, the T and there's a swarm of people, I can just put both my hands in my pockets. So I have one hand on my phone, one hand on my wallet, and nobody's taking it. Whereas if
doesn't
I just
it,
got
doesn't
it,
it make an unsightly bulge in your front?
Well, to the left.
Pardon me for putting it that way.
I don't know how unsightly it is. It is kind of square, but
fair
no, way. I just, I think it, No, that's just, it's off to the left. It's on top of my leg. It's not like in the it's not my groin area. I think in the back is kind of reckless to be. You're almost asking somebody to pickpocket you.
So now I'm having,
let alone sitting on.
Now
it.
I'm having this huge dilemma.
Where do you put your phone?
If I carry it,
what do you do with your? You leave it at home?
No, no, no. I mean, I don't.
Oh, you have your fanny pack.
My little rock belt.
What do you
purse
do with your phone?
I don't usually carry it in my pocket, but if I do, it's in my back right pocket.
I'm very confused by this. If you don't have your phone in your pocket, you just have it in your hand.
Like it's sitting right here, right now. I don't have it in my pocket here.
So, but how do you get?
Where's your phone right now?
Well, right now it's on the desk, but that's in case my wife calls and says we're having the baby. That's why it's in front of me. But I normally have it in my right pocket. So they're in my wallet in one pocket, phone in the other pocket.
I think a phone in your front pocket is weird.
Again, are you sitting on your phone?
No, I don't want to.
So you just have your phone willy-nilly. You just like, you're holding on to it. You could lose it that way. What do you guys do with your phones and wallets?
Well, women's fashion, usually we don't have pockets.
All right, I'm not asking you. So, right, no, I'm just kidding. What do you do?
Yeah,
what
I have my hand, it? Usually, or if
your
I
purse,
have a
right?
purse. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Rossi, I'm waiting to hear the most ridiculous answer to this.
It's just gonna.
He's like, well, I shove one where you don't want to know, and then I take the other one, put it in my shirt. So, what do you do with your wallet first?
In all honesty, my wallet, I never have on me. I keep it in my car.
Did that even make any? Of course. So, he's the guy when you're in the store. Who got me? Who's got me?
If I'm running in the store, I'll throw it.
Who's got me? What do you mean, who's got you? Well, my wallet's in my car. What the hell's it doing in the car? I'm about to make a major purchase right now. If you steal Rossi's car, you are also stealing his wallet. It's a two-for-one situation. Come on down to 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway.
Get on down here.
Parked on the street today, too.
Oh, it's gone.
Worse.
So your wallet right now with your credit card and your $3 and your license is sitting in your car?
Yes, right in my glove compartment.
That's even crazier than Dale sitting on it all day.
It's in the cup holder.
Oh, my God,
in front of everything out the open.
You wanted me to be honest, but my phone, I keep in my right pocket, my phone.
Snugly between my butt cheeks.
No.
And I keep it on vibrate.
And I call myself all day long. Well, that is a lot.
Read out.
I think I have a missed call. Let me see who's calling back. Who's this? Who's here?
Who cares?
Who's calling again? You're calling your own phone.
Over and
hey,
over.
Hey, call me. Can you do me a favor? Call me. I'm looking for my phone. You know where your phone is. You just call my number again? I'm not calling you anymore. Call me one last time. Seriously, I don't know where my phone is. We all know where your phone is. No, but seriously, I just...
Just one more. Keep going.
You got a real problem on your hands there, Rossi.
Poor Jason Rossi has to worry about. Swiss one.
Guys, can you give me a minute?
His wife's going, I have to call you again? Why?
I can hear it. How do you not know where it is? I can hear the phone. I'm just going to check. I just have to check something else again. We'll let that go to voicemail.
It's really sucked when they made the iPhones bigger, too.
His phone is huge.
He's the biggest phone on the planet.
Dexter says, gives whole new meaning to the term butt dial.
Is your phone on you? In all seriousness, Roz, is your phone on you? Do you put that in your pocket, or what do you do with
that? I have it in my pocket when I'm moving around, but I'm like, Dale, if I'm somewhere, I take it out of my pocket, put it on the desk. Like, right now, it's sitting right in front of me.
All right, so say you went to the movies. You'd have your phone in your hand?
Honestly, I usually put it, like, in your car. No.
You'd leave it in the car.
I should, because it's distracting. But no, I usually put it like on like the armrest.
Oh, it's filthy. That's disgusting. Then you put it up to your face?
I just don't like the feeling of stuff like in my pockets.
Okay, so this guy doesn't even wear pockets.
Well, I have pockets. I just don't like
stuff. I feel like
I'm
nuts for wearing putting my wallet and phone in my front pockets.
Where do you put your keys?
You don't want to know.
It's a dangerous game, but I'll... No, my keys are in my pocket, too, I guess. Well, that's one of those things where you're either driving and you're using your keys, or, like, if you're home, I just throw them in, like, a little box, and then that's it.
So here's the bottom line to this whole... We started this with, where do you keep your wallet? So I went online, I started looking this stuff up, and I found out that people who do what I've been doing my entire adult life, which is keep their wallet in their back pocket, can screw up their hips and their back. I didn't know.
This happened to George Costanza. He had a... His wallet, though, was enormous. It was the biggest wallet you've ever seen in your life. And he had a bad back because it sets you off. Your equilibrium's all off. You're weighted down to the left.
So what I've done now is I've begun not carrying my wallet.
What do you do now? Money clip guy?
I'm lost. I don't know what to do with it. Like, it's sitting here right now. But
yeah. That's not good. Then you're going to leave it somewhere.
That's exactly what I'm worried about. That's a really scary moment.
I feel like the money clip is a fun invention, except some of the money clips... If all of a sudden you have a little bit of cash on you, it spreads the thing out. And then when you don't have as much cash on you, it just everything slips right out of the money clip. So that's I haven't found that good balance yet either. Still trying to figure out what the best bet is.
Well, I have now decided I'm not carrying my wallet in my back left pocket.
Good.
And I've decided I'm carrying my phone between my butt cheeks.
It's the only way.
From now on. Could you give me a call?
Just call me real quick. Like, no, I'm not going to call you anymore. Just call. Forget texting. Just give me a call. Just call me for a while. Just keep calling me. Mock. I'm not going to do that.
Let it ring. No, Mock, could you call me again?
Come on. Grow up.
Here?
Yes.
In this room?
Yes. So what do you do now? Now that the Bruins, in a way, gave us two extra months of stuff to watch, yeah. Right? So you had the Bruins.
So now I'm going to be forced to talk about where I keep my wallet for the next couple of months.
What do you got now? I mean, obviously, you can shift your attention to the Red Sox. Okay. You going to watch the U.S. Open this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, I will too, especially if my guy Louis Oosthuizen's in it.
Okay, you could do that.
I think I will. I bet a lot of money on him. That guy that calls in and calls me out on all of our wrong bets, he can call in on Monday and let me know how Louis Oosthuizen did. But what do you turn to?
Texter says, yeah. Rossi is honestly the weirdest human
being. He is. I knew we were going to get an answer like that. I just knew it. The week that he has had here, FW Wed Companies, I just knew it. There was not going to be just a basic answer to where do you keep your wallet and your phone. There was no chance with him.
FW Wed Companies.
Yeah.
I love it. You notice that, listen to it again. You hit the D and then you also tried to hit the B.
Like FW Wed Companies.
It's spelled WEDB.
I know. I said Wed. Wed. Because he got halfway through Wed and went, oh, no, there's a B.
And then he was so shook that he just threw on a companies. He just made them several companies. That's good. That's going to live on forever, though. That's good.
And for that, Jason, we thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jason.
That and where you keep your phone, mm-hmm. which is
never cool. Forget. Never forget. Who needs a good pair of pants when you're keeping your phone there?
Or hands.
Don't need any of it. Hands free.
Rossi giving whole new meaning to butt dial and hands free.
Woohoo!
Oh, look, it's my wife.
Woohoo!
Sorry.
No, you're not. You're not sorry.
It started with a simple
question. It did.
It was a fair question.
No, I know. I think everybody was faced with that
dilemma. I already had one injection in my back. I'm scheduled
because
for another one.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking it's all because of this stupid
wallet.
Now,
did you ask the doctor about it?
I just discovered this recently.
Oh, okay.
I had the shot last fall.
Okay.
I'm supposed to have another one now. And now I'm thinking I got to talk to this guy and say, is this my fault?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you try not to blame the victim here, but I bet they will say, why don't you mix it up a little bit? Why don't you go front pocket for a little while, see how that feels?
That would just be weird.
I know, but again, long term, you know, you won't have as many back surgeries, so you might want to think about it.
All right, it's a thought. Mm-hmm. David's in Florida. Hey, David.
How we doing?
What's going on?
Pretty good.
All right. I wanted to ask you, do you think it's fair to speculate that we overrated the Bruins? I mean, after all, they did have an easy road to the final cup, to the Stanley Cup. They couldn't do anything, even strength. It's only easier to score when you have a man advantage. So,
yeah, I overrated the top line. I thought those guys were. I just assumed that they were going to be better. So
I don't
know about
the whole, them. They just failed.
Yeah, they fell apart. They were great in the regular season.
What did they do? What did they do, even strength, during the regular season? I mean,
they were great in the regular season. Oh, yeah, they were awesome. Regular season, they were great.
Well, all right, but, I mean, for whatever reason, I mean, the offense was so inconsistent, too. I mean, one game two, they scored seven goals.
Because they had four power play goals.
Right.
I mean, look, the overrated part, no. They were really good all season long. They were the second team in the East, second only to Tampa Bay. They were second or third in the entire NHL. They were good. Unfortunately, they picked a bad time to have a bad series.
Yeah, regular season, Marchand had 23 even strength goals. Then he had another 10 power play, 3 shorthanded. He had Pasternak had 21 even strength. He was a monster on the power play at 17. Bergeron had 19 even strength. So they scored every which way during the regular season. I mean, those guys were great. So they let themselves down at the worst possible time.
What else you got is coming up in just a couple of minutes. By the way, I don't know if you got a minute.
Yeah.
Jason Rossi wants to use your phone charger.
I'll call him. No, he's not touching that. No, he's not touching
your phone charger.
I'll call.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, a couple of things that we didn't get to.
What else you got?
Why don't you start first?
How about this? So Kawhi Leonard, we mentioned how he won the finals MVP last night as the Toronto Raptors went on to
win. He's really, really good at basketball.
So, yeah, he is. Yeah. He's fantastic. So, they've only been giving out they didn't always give out finals MVP, hence why Bill Russell, the trophy's now named after him, because they didn't give it out.
Which
when
kind of cool, too.
He would have won it probably 11 times or whatever it was. Therefore, and they started this, I think it was either late 60s or early, or maybe early 70s, they started giving this out. There's only 12 players all time that have won two or more finals MVPs. And this is the list. Willis Reed, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. And he's only 27 years old. I think he's going to be 28 like soon.
Yeah, the third player to do it before the age of 28.
And only the third player to do it on two different teams. And I think the only player to do it for two different teams in two different conferences, like if whatever that means to you. And he's probably going to go somewhere else. But this is what we were talking about before the series started. I thought it was important to Steph Curry's legacy. Not that he's not going to go down as the greatest shooter and one of the all-time greats. But once you get in to like the elite level guys and you're trying to compare Jordan to Magic and things like that,
yeah.
I think the finals MVP kind of helps. And so Steph Curry, who's won three titles, but zero final MVP. Like, Paul Pierce has more finals MVPs than Steph Curry does. And there's only a couple of guys on the list that aren't Hall of Famers. Like, Cedric Maxwell, Andre Iguodala won't be a Hall of Famer. Like, it's a small list. So, Kawhi Leonard, two and counting, he is in very impressive territory.
He's a Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely he is.
What else you got?
So, because the Toronto Raptors kind of shocked the world and just won their first NBA title last night,
yeah,
it gives the good folks at Freezing Cold Takes an opportunity to check out what other people
good.
Have said about this in the past, and they found this little nugget from Colin Cowherd.
I sat and watched every second yesterday of the Raptors-Milwaukee. It's my job. It's what we do. And my big conclusion, and I felt this by about the middle of the second quarter on, These teams aren't beating Golden State. Come on. Come on. Stop. Love you, Drake. Love you, the people of Canada. Toronto's, they're not ready to win the NBA Finals. Come on now. Teams are not beating the Warriors. Warriors are going to have rest. They're more experienced. I've seen enough of Toronto. This is going to be so bad if they get to the finals, and I think they'd need an injury on the Bucks to get there. But that's my takeaway. I think this Warrior team without Boogie and KD, with a beat up Iggy, with Steph having a slightly dislocated finger, I think that version would beat Milwaukee and sweep Toronto.
Well,
sweep Toronto.
He was kind of getting close to something with like the injury part.
To Milwaukee.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, if Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt, we at least get a Game 7 on Sunday. Now, maybe Toronto still wins. Like, they beat them when they had Klay, too. But the way things were going, I thought we were going to get a Game 7. Here's another little quick thing, Dale.
Oh, good.
Fenway Park, according to a survey, home to the second worst bathrooms in baseball.
Wait, there's one worse than that?
Yeah, according to SeatGeek, they surveyed...
It's got to be like Wrigley.
It's not Wrigley.
No.
They surveyed nearly 8,000 Major League Baseball fans who said Fenway Park, home to the second worst bathroom. Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland was the only park with a worse restroom situation.
I've been to that stadium, but only in the press area, so I haven't sat down in the
seats.
You should
go use the public toilet just to say you did.
And you have to be of a certain age to remember when Fenway Park had horse troughs.
Yes.
At least they have urinals now. Can you imagine back in the day when they had the horse troughs?
Yeah. Pretty intense.
It was bad. The crossover brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see him. Hello, Christian.
Hello.
Four years back.
Do you remember those days where every stadium had a different style of horse trough?
Yeah. Like
some of them had the circular ones where you actually had to make eye contact
with
the
guys. Yeah, you were facing each other.
Yeah.
It was
daunting
weird.
As a little kid going in there.
It has to be.
It was. I remember being like, well, I guess this is what we're doing.
I mean,
like, this is the toilet? My dad's like, yeah.
Some 40-year-old whips it out and you're like, wow, is mine going to get that big? I mean, is that how it works?
No, son. Yeah. It's not.
What is all that stuff around it? What is that?
A lot going on.
You got to shave that too.
Yeah. So you also went to a baseball game that day, right? Like I don't remember. Yeah. Maybe I did.
I just completely you ruined.
That's not the takeaway.
Yeah. No, different now. I remember the days when there were the old Baltimore Ravens. I guess they were the Cleveland Browns. I don't even know what that stadium, old Coliseum stadium, whatever it was. They had the bathroom, you know, the toilets, but there was no doors. So it was prison style pooping.
You're walking by people. They're like, "Hey, don't."
Honestly, I didn't go.
I routinely
went to the bathroom twice before every game because nerves.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, no, this is like, you know, it's just you're here. Forget it.
That's
sorry.
Bad. I don't like that.
You don't need that
at
in
all.
Your
no,
week.
There's stuff that we need to know.
It's just disgusting.
Hey, so what happened when Glenn found the dead body in the ocean? What happened there?
That is just random stories from Glenn. Nothing.
He just kind of was like, another pina colada here.
Yeah, he just kind of, you know, they came and got him, and he just kind of said, okay, because I heard you guys. I was like, yeah, do you leave the beach? Do you move a little bit down?
I move my towel down.
You know, do you go look at it and see what it's like a whale washing?
Poke it with
just,
a stick?
Yeah, it's not alive. Oh,
maybe.
It's just random, you know, stories from Glenn that, you know, nobody knows anything about Glenn.
But what people don't know is that it was in Cohasset.
Could have been.
Stuff happened. So what are you guys going to do today?
Well, we got Core on at 2:30.
Oh, that's right. The schedule got disrupted this week.
Lou's not here, so all the important baseball questions are going to be asked by moi. Oh,
good.
Okay.
Good.
I thought you were the hockey guy.
I decided to, you know, per your advice, to hang
move
up my
on
hockey
to another
insider.
Hand that off.
Yeah,
you know, pass the baseball.
Baton.
Yeah.
Smart. So, Cora, but a lot like you guys, a little bit of Ortiz updates.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dig into the Kyrie Irving, that whole situation, how he's going to screw the entire city
gone.
Of Boston.
Yeah, he's gone.
I still don't necessarily believe it, though, but...
All right.
But we'll see. But he is crazy enough, but I just don't think he's stupid. Then there is a difference.
There is a difference.
And a surprise Father's Day edition. I'm hijacking a segment because Lou's not here of Christian Calls It at 4:30.
Nice.
Good. Christian Calls It.
And you should want to hear this.
I'm going to tune in.
You're going to be a dad
soon.
I'm on the way.
It's on the way. I will definitely listen. And thanks to the smoke shop for lunch.
That was very nice.
And thanks for the leftovers.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Enjoy.
I'm headed for Maine for the weekend, but I'm emceeing the event again for the George Bush tournament.
Very nice.
The family has taken over the foundation on behalf of George and Barbara Bush, and I'm always honored that they asked me to be a part of it. So I will not see you for a couple of days next week.
Enjoy.
But you text me now if you become a dad over the weekend.
I will.
We're all kind of waiting for that.
I know.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
We're stopping by!
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.